Bay Area alt-rock music fans, get ready. The one and only Live 105 is back and bringing all the fan favorite songs of classic alt-rock bands and the familiar voices of on-air personalities that created that station's distinct sound. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Aaron Axelson, longtime radio personality, concert promoter, and resident DJ at Pop Scene, San Francisco's premier indie dance club. I hear your dog.
I like that introduction. Thank you.
Oh, is that good? I can't believe I'm talking to you. You were at Live 105 and then Alt 105 for a total of 23 years combined before that format changed to Dave, which I always wondered why they did that. 2012. How's it feel to be back and going back into the original Live 105?
I'm still kind of in disbelief that this is happening. I'm still at the pinch myself. One of my favorite tweets I saw from a happy listener was, nature is healing. So that really set the tone for the return of a very special music brand here in the Bay Area. Live 105 is back.
Yeah. Why did it go away in the first place? I don't get it. I mean, it's just branding and rebranding and all that crap.
You know what? That's a good question, and it's a tough one. I know that throughout its history, it had many different cooks in the kitchen. There was a lot of different program directors, different programming philosophies, and I think when you have a lot of changes throughout the course of a music brand or a radio station, like, I think we kind of maybe alienated some people here and there with different various changes. And, you know, I think ultimately the brand kind of was broken.
Well, it's hard to build loyalty. It's hard to build loyalty, you know?
It is. And I think in a way it needed a reset. I mean, it was sad that it went off and it was been gone for 6 years, but you know, they say the old saying, you know, absence makes the heart grow fonder. I think this is one of those situations where it needed to just be kind of go away for a while. And I think, you know, listeners now are going to be, you know, more appreciative and more excited for it. And I don't know. I just think it's ultimately it's run its course. It's kind of come full circle with its return. And I think the timing's impeccable. I'm really excited about this.
Yeah. You grew up in Livermore, right?
I grew up in Livermore, and I remember the day Live 105 signed on. I was skateboarding outside of my house, and it was October of 1986, and my life was changed forever that day, listening to Live 105 flip from top 40 hot hits to alternative modern rock.
And there you are. It just sucked you right in.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, you know, my producer tells me that your love of music started at a pretty early age when you were making mixtapes for your girlfriends, right? I mean, that's the way I started, too, in music radio, was making mixtapes for boys, for guys.
I love hearing that. It's the lost art form of a mixtape. It's funny.
It is.
When I was in high school in Livermore, Granada, making mixtapes for, you know, cute new wave girls, but that love of turning people onto music led me into a career in radio and music, going from Chabot College in Hayward to starting as an intern at Live 105 in 1994.
Yeah, so. I'm just curious, what kind of music did you put on those mixtapes? In the 80s?
Oh, probably a lot of Cure and Depeche Mode and the Smiths and R.E.M. and the Pixies, a lot of the classic modern rock staples.
This is pretty exciting. I like this. And you guys are going to go back on tomorrow at 10:53, 105.3 a.m. So what's the first band or song you're going to play on Live 105?
We're gonna leave that one for the and we're gonna not unveil the first song that we're gonna come back with. So that's gonna be a nice surprise tomorrow morning. We'll let listeners kind of anticipate and guess what they think it's gonna be.
Well, that's right, boy. I bet the tune in factor will be really high tomorrow for that.
You know, it's pretty special that, you know, when Live 105 went away and I ended up leaving, and just seeing the amount of feedback from listeners was incredible. It wasn't just like little two-word comments. It was like paragraphs of how much this brand meant to them throughout, you know, their life growing up with this special station. So it was kind of cathartic, you know, reading these listener feedbacks and tributes to the station. And it meant a lot to me. And it was, you know, kind of pretty special to kind of see the impact that we as a station had on the Bay Area. And I think that, again, the timing's perfect for its triumphant return tomorrow.